Cameron Todd Willingham is believed to be the only person in modern times to have been executed for a crime in which the murder weapon was fire. A Texas jury convicted Mr. Willingham in 1992 of setting a fire that killed his three daughters. He was put to death last year by lethal injection. This month, the state Senate committee heard testimony that Todd Willingham may have been innocent. Arson cases hinge on how forensic experts interpret clues from a fire. Now, historically, burn patterns, web-like cracks in glass, concrete fragments, or the sheen of charcoal prompted investigators to conclude that arson had been committed. But in recent years, these clues, and many others, have been discounted as direct evidence of criminal activity. John Lentini has helped change traditional thinking on how fires burn. He manages fire investigations for Applied Technical Services in Marietta, Georgia, worked on criminal cases across the country. Thanks very much for being with us, Mr. Lentini.
Thank you, Scott.
And we should say that your work has sometimes helped to exonerate defendants and sometimes helped to convict them.
Oh, yes. For the first 10 or 15 years of my career, I was working suspicious fires for insurance companies and helped to put a number of people in jail and deny other people fraudulent insurance claims.
You investigated the Willingham case shortly before he was executed. I have to put it this bluntly to you. Do you think the state of Texas executed an innocent man?
I do. The evidence that they used to prove that the fire was intentionally set does not prove that fact.
Well, take us through that. What did you notice?
Well, what they based their conclusion on was low burning. The vast majority of people think they know something about fires, and that is that heat rises. And heat does, in fact, rise if you have a campfire or a brush fire or a trash fire. But if you put the fire inside a compartment, inside a house, the heat only rises until it hits the ceiling, and then you begin to form a hot gas layer. And that hot gas layer absorbs more and more energy from the fire and radiates that heat in every direction, including downward. So these guys found burning on the floor, mm-hmm. and they said it must have had help.
So you think investigators saw this and, well, were their judgments faulty? Were they just
their training was faulty, and their judgment was faulty as a result of their poor training. Mm-hmm. They relied entirely on experience. They relied on what their mentors had taught them. And unfortunately, what the mentors taught them had no basis in science. Crazed glass, spalled concrete, shiny alligator blisters, all of these have been, over the years, written down as indicators of a fire that moved too fast or burned too hot. And you can be totally confused about where the fire started. And you can also be totally confused about how the fire started.
What's crazed glass? I keep hearing this phrase.
Crazed glass is a phenomenon that occurs when you take hot glass and you spray cold water on it. And when you put the water on the hot glass, it will fracture and sometimes it will craze. Mm-hmm. Well, this got to be associated with a very rapid heating of the glass. I don't know why, because it's not true. It has never been true.
Spalling, what's that?
Spalling is the explosive decomposition of concrete as a result of exposure to heat or, again, rapid cooling. If you get a big block of concrete very hot mm-hmm. and then hit it with a fire hose, it's likely to spall. That was associated with flammable liquids, and some fire investigators still associate it with flammable liquid. But spalling is something that happens when concrete gets hot.
Well, Mr. Lentini, when you're called in to investigate, what are some of the signs you look for that would suggest arson?
I look for evidence of multiple origins, that is, unconnected areas of burning.
Yeah.
I also look for evidence of the use of flammable liquids. Since the mid-80s, we have had very good techniques for determining quantities as small as a 500th of a drop. I look for evidence that somebody had prior knowledge. A lot of times, particularly in an insurance fraud case, people will take their stuff out of the house.
Mr. Lentini, after all these millions of years, why is fire still such a mystery in so many ways?
Well, it's a fascinating thing to watch. We have an expression among fire investigators when we go out and set test fires. We sit back and look at it and say, it's a beautiful thing. Fire gazing is the old form of television watching. It's a beautiful, mysterious, powerful force. People just generally don't understand what happens to a fire inside a building.
John Lentini manages fire investigation for Applied Technical Services in Marietta, Georgia, and he's the author of an upcoming book, Scientific Protocols for Fire Investigation. Mr. Lentini, thanks so much.
Thank you.